much from those previous two games?
Well, a lot of times playing teams 3 years in a row, there's staff changes, but you know, you can take something from those games. Obviously, there's some personnel changes, probably more so with us than with them. But you have a chance to go back and look at the games from 2 years ago and then last year and gain a little bit out of it, even though defensively they're a little bit different because Todd's gone.
So what is different? What did you take? What did you see?
Saw a lot of good things that we'll try to capitalize on.
X plays were a big point of emphasis for you guys. How do you feel like the secondary has performed in that area so far this season, and what are the keys to improvement?
I think we need to continue to improve, but I think we've done a better job. Obviously, last year was really our Achilles heel in terms of being able to get off the field on third down and giving up huge chunks of yardage in the X play category. I think we are better this year. The statistics will tell you that, but we still need to continue to improve from that aspect, and that's really the biggest emphasis, especially against this team. Because they may have the most in the NFL coming in. They do such a good job of getting the ball and pushing it down the field. They've got outstanding speed out there, and it's something that you really got to be conscious of, especially playing against this team.
Chip, how difficult is it and challenging is it for you as the head coach to say, you know what, we need to win these games, but I also need to get DeMarco carries to make him happy?
I've never been concerned with making any individual happy. It's always our focus and goal is always on trying to win the football game. So I've never... anywhere I've ever been. I've never heard any coach ever discuss anything like that. So,
but is there any concern at all that when you have a guy that's a big-time free agent making a lot of money, you know, if he's upset about playing time carries, that can affect things in a negative way?
No, I mean, everybody wants to win, and we're going to do whatever we can to win the football game.
In his case, third downs, he's been very effective in those situations. What about third downs is he good at?
I think the positive thing is, and you look at last week, we had 18 third downs, but 13 of them were five or less. You know, I think it's when we get to workable third down situations, obviously the longer the down and distance, the less chance you have to succeed. But he's a downhill physical runner that gives you an opportunity that when you're in a third and one, a third and two, or third and three, that he's going to, you know, we talk about the line get us half of it and the running back get us the other half of it, but he always seems to be going forward. So that's a positive thing that he brings to the table for us. So.
What have you seen from Byron Maxwell as the year's gone along and he's tried to fit in more and more with this defense?
I just think a greater knowledge of what we're doing and understanding, you know, sometimes where your help is, where your help isn't. It's just as important as knowing where your help is. I think he's done a really good job with Eric Rowe in terms of helping him develop as a younger player. I think that's some things that go on behind the scenes that people don't really realize. But I think Max has been a real good mentor to those younger guys, especially at the corner position. Malcolm really kind of takes the safeties under his wing. Max has done that at the corner position and given those guys a little help in terms of how he approaches things. But I just see him. He seems like he's a lot more comfortable in terms of what we're trying to do right now.
What makes Tyrann Mathews so effective?
He's an unbelievable competitor, first and foremost. You know, I think he just, you know, kind of plays the game with a passion. He seems like he has a nose for the football. He rises up to all challenges. You know, even though he's a little shorter than most guys in the secondary, that doesn't seem to affect him. He did a great job covering Jimmy Graham when they played Seattle, where a lot of people maybe wouldn't have looked at that matchup. But I think he's so competitive, and he's got outstanding ball skills. You know, he was a really good returner. He always seems to have a way to be around the football and a knack of making plays, you know, at critical points and times during the game. But I think is, you know, the one thing you notice about him is his competitiveness.
Donnie Jones' punting averages of gross and net have been up considerably over last year. What has been the difference for him this year?
He worked really hard in the offseason.
Is there a concerted effort in recent weeks to get Darren Sproles more involved in the offense?
No, not a concerted effort. It's just kind of how the game expresses itself. There were some matchup things we thought in the and then New England game with the size of their linebackers. And then Darren's always somebody that we're always trying to get a concerted effort to try to get him the football just because of how explosive he is with the football in his hand. So,
because of his size, do you see him as a guy who can carry the same kind of load as the other backs, or do you have to keep an eye on him?
I mean, I think everybody's concerned with that, but I've never seen any wear and tear on Darren. I think it's a credit to him in terms of his work ethic and how he approaches things, how he trains on a daily basis. I think it's different than any player I've ever been around. So I think he's one of those guys, you know, kind of like a Matthew for Arizona, that you can kind of throw some of those things out. They are exceptions from a height and weight standpoint sometimes, but I think their competitiveness and their ability to make plays kind of outweighs any concern from that standpoint.
Chip, so when you're going against a quarterback like Carson, who is going to be there, you know, he's not Tyrod Taylor. He's going to be in the pocket and at his best in the pocket. Are there intricacies to defending him in particular compared to, say, another guy who plays that way, like a Tom Brady, somebody like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's always differences. You know, obviously our pass rush against Tyrod Taylor is different than it is against Tom or Eli or Carson, just because there's not the threat of the run, you know. But you still have to be able to get to him. You know, it's easy to say, here's our plan, let's just, we can rush it this way. But you, they still have a good offensive line that's going to be able to protect him. And but you do rush quarterbacks, you know, depending on how quickly they get out of the pocket and try to take off and run. And then, obviously, Carson is in the category with Tom and Eli. But they're at their best standing in the pocket. You know, the one thing about those guys is that they're not really affected by the rush. They do such a great job of, you know, focus and concentrating on where they're trying to deliver the football that, you know, they're kind of impervious to really what's coming in front of them.
Is he different from Brady and Manning in that regard in terms of what he's doing to get the ball out quickly or down the field?
Well,
or whatever?
I think it's a different offense in terms of, in Tom's situation, you know, just playing them most recently, is they're really getting the ball out quickly. With Arizona, they hold it a little bit longer because they're taking deeper shots down the field. So, you know, our job is to not allow him to hold the ball that long to take those shots down the field. So really, how we defend X plays, and that was a good question earlier, is a lot of it involves the pass rush, you know, not allowing the quarterback that time to throw the ball down the field, because it's not a lot of catch and runs. I mean, there's some real deep shots, and he's as good a deep ball thrower as there is, but we got to try to get him off his point and not allow him to do those things.
Chip, what can DeMarco do to get on the field and get on the field for more snaps? And if you
DeMarco's on the field. I don't know if he's been to any games. I mean, he plays. I mean, he played the second most snaps of any of the running backs in our last game. So,
I mean, there's the feeling, I think, from him and you know, that he's not getting enough, I guess, you know, carries and things like that. What can he do to get more involved, and have you talked to him about that?
I talked with all of our players, and I spent time with him last week, but I think he knows exactly what our plan is. So,
the Cardinals put a lot, like you said yesterday. How has Sam done against extra pass rushers over the last several weeks?
Sam's done a good job.
When you look at like the coaches who came in the same year as you did, and I was asking Bruce about this yesterday, he was saying your success is kind of tied to the hip with your quarterback and everything, and you've had, you know, four different starting quarterbacks since you've been here. I mean, do you agree, Abe, with that statement, and B, like, how have you been able to kind of overcome that?
Well, I think anytime you have this is a quarterback-driven league, and when you have a team that's been very successful for an extended period of time, usually it's because there's stability at the quarterback position. But I don't look at it that has to be the end all, because I think when people look at it that way and say, well, I didn't have a quarterback, you're just making excuses. You know, your job is to, and your whole coaching staff job is to find a way to get things done and to win the football game. So it helps. It obviously helps. I mean, and you got some really good quarterback. Yeah, we're playing a really good quarterback, and Bruce has done a great job with him. I think sometimes Bruce was being a little self-deprecating in terms of Carson's really good, but Bruce has done a great job with that entire team. So it's not just, you know, Carson is leading the Arizona Cardinals. I think since in the last 3 years, I'm not sure as a coach has done a better job with his team than Bruce Arians. So.
Is Ryan Matthews farther along from a conditioning perspective than he was last week?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he missed 3 weeks, and we just got him back for, I think, last week on Tuesday. So he's a little bit farther along, just because when you're in that, you know, he really wasn't working out. I mean, that's part of the concussion protocol part of it. So he is a little bit farther advanced from that standpoint.
Following up on Sam versus the blitz, I mean, has he shown progress in that area? It seems like you guys have been pretty good against the blitz.
Yeah, it's everybody. You know, I think you got to tie the offensive line in there. You got to tie the receivers in there, knowing when things are hot and when things aren't hot. But I think Sam has done a really good job. I think he's got a better feel and a better understanding in terms of what we're doing from a attack standpoint. What are we trying to get accomplished? And I think he does a really good job with that. So, thanks, guys.